Hey, John.
Hey, Hector. Now, out of curiosity, is this phone number I called from the same exact phone number that when we called the other line?
So the other line that you reached out to is the business line. This is actually my personal phone.
No, I was saying just the our number, because I don't know our number. I just know it's a 757. Is it the same exact number? Because we buy area codes in every locale.
I believe it is.
Nice.
Let me make sure. Our
management team told us that to say that we buy phone numbers. We don't have like those rolling phone numbers like some of these like credit card companies do. So I was just curious that it's the same phone number.
Yeah.
That's good.
So cool. Yeah. I just had a couple questions, man. I was, doing my research on things I need to know to make sure that I'm using the right professional, of course, you know, what I recommend to my customers, and I gotta stay by my own word, right?
So, yeah, you're a good man.
So I do have quite a list of some questions, man. I'm gonna put you through an interview,
we'll do the same to you when we're done.
Perfect. So we'll run through these questions real quick, and then after that we can go ahead and move forward and strike a deal on this, hopefully.
Okay.
All right, cool deal. So the first question I had was the website. If you guys construct a website for us, and I understand that it's month to month, so if we decide, hey, you know, it's not working out and we want to part ways, how does that work? Does the website, do you guys kind of own the rights to the website, or does the website then get released to us and we're just in charge of managing it at that point?
Great question. So when it comes to writing a website, that is a copywritten type thing, like writing a book, right? So the coding is our intellectual property. But we do have options for you at that point. You can either buy the domain from us where you own the domain and then we pull all of the website content off for you to build out another website on that. That is a one-time fee of $99. Or if you wanted us to be your website manager only, meaning I don't want optimization from you, Local Splash. I don't want Facebook services from you, Local Splash. All I want is for you to maintain this website, make sure it's clean. If I have photos, I can call you and put photos on it. All those things where we'll still give you the white glove service, but website only, that's $50
a month. Cool. And that's kind of where I was getting at. I wanted to see kind of what that was, and kind of what the deal was there. My next question kind of goes along with that. Are there any cancellation fees? If we decide to part ways, I know it's no contract, but, I would kind of bundle that into like almost a cancellation fee. If we want to part ways, then we have to pay you guys, the one-time fee of $99 for the website, or we can pay you guys the $50 a month, to continue to maintain the website. So
yeah,
that question you kind of answered there. So the next question I had after that was how long before we should expect results from the services that you guys are providing?
Yep. So 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live. If we're building out your Facebook business profile, also live within that time frame, and your website will be live within that time frame, 7 to 14 days. With Google, there's a few extra hurdles to jump through to get fully verified. I forgot, but if I recall correctly, you don't have a Google Business Profile up yet. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't believe I do. We just have the Google Business Suite kind of set up, but we haven't gone and done the search engine stuff.
Okay, so that is the only thing that takes a little bit longer. We will guide you through the process because sometimes there are some hurdles that Google makes it challenging to understand. But basically, you submit a video of like yourself and your equipment, your truck, if licensing and insurance is required in your region for what you do, that's also something that we suggest you submit, but not everywhere is it required for a handyman to do that, so it might not be a relevant point for you. But again, all those things are part of the process. Google usually gets you verified within a couple weeks, but we have a promise time of 30 to 45 days, where your profile and map listing will be live, and we'll start the optimization process of moving you up the ladder within that 30 to 45 day time frame. And then, it's just a more of a, constant effort to continuously optimize you.
Gotcha. Who will I be in contact and kind of working with throughout the process, and how should I expect to communicate with them? Will it be through email or typical phone call, you know, kind of weekly or monthly?
Great question, and the answer is yes to all of the above. So basically, the onboarding team, after they communicate, so let's say you're happy with all the answers today, and we move forward at this point. We're going to schedule a 30 to 45-minute onboarding call. That's why I said we interview you back, right? And then it's really just a matter of getting all the things that you want to make sure the website is exactly the way you want it, you know, and, you know, following the same structure. We, if you want to implement your own photos, you know, we share all that with our support team. So you'll have email access to myself and the support team at all times. You'll have text message access to the entire team at all times, because when you send a text, our whole team gets wind of the text right away, just so that way we can schedule a call back as needed. And then when you call in, even our sales team will answer the call, even though that you might be on a brief hold to be transferred to someone on the onboarding side or the account management side. But at the end of the day, the purpose of the call center team taking the call is just that we want you to know that when you call, you're going to get a live voice and none of these, like, extended wait times like you might have experienced with, like, banks in the past or something like that.
Gotcha. Cool. And then as far as results, is that something that we can monitor real time, or is that updated kind of regularly, weekly, monthly, things like that?
From what I understand, it's real time. And so your back-end dashboard that we're going to set you up with, and that the onboard team will walk you through that, they also send you, like, a link to a YouTube video just to give you further a walkthrough of the dashboard. But basically, it's real-time analytics. It is separated based on Google Analytics and Facebook Analytics. And then you'll have things like impressions, click-throughs, keyword performance, calls as well. So we do call tracking as well. What that means to you is that the number that's posted on your website and on your Facebook ads and things like that will be slightly different from your 1226 mainline number. It'll still most likely be 757 something, right? But it's going to be slightly different, just so that way when someone calls in, you get tracking of that. There's no third-party announcement on that tracking number. It's strictly just for analytic record-keeping. So that way when you can say, hey, a local splash, what have you done for me lately? We'll say, well, if you look at your analytics, there's like this many calls that came through or something like that.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was expecting, and I was curious at how you would do that with the phone number. I just assumed it was like if someone clicked on the number or something like that via one of the posts, you would track it that way. But that makes sense. So it's essentially you put a front number up that just tags the call as it comes through to my line.
Yep, and the call will go through your line. You don't notice the difference, and you will still have the exact number of your customer when they call through to you. So they. No one notices a difference other than the customer clicked a different phone number to call through. And like I said, the beauty of today's world, no one memorizes phone numbers anyway, so they won't even realize, because they'll probably see on your website the number is different from your Google listing. So how will they know? Because they just click the call anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So well. And I was curious as well, like you said, you know, what if that client, you know, there are some older folk that that come through our Facebook page as well, and they'll jot down the number. If they jot down that number that they are going to, you know, click on, is that stay active, or is that number kind of universal through all the posts?
Yeah, the number is universal, right? So it's your number. Let's say that whole worst-case scenario, you stop servicing us. We just revert back to your direct number on all the listings. So we make sure to restore you to a neutral ground as if you never used us before on the listings and anything else.
Gotcha. All right. And then kind of going back to what you kind of went over it, but what's actually being monitored? You said calls and, you know, analytics through the Facebook and the analytics through the Google as well?
Correct. Analytics, Google, Facebook. I think there's more than that, but you have multiple tabs on your dashboard to show all the analytics options as far as what you're reviewing. And then it's a keyword performance as well. the keyword performance is there just to, so that way you can understand, like, oh, like, this keyword kind of sucks, and if you don't want to use it anymore for whatever reason, that's fine, or whatever the case may be. So, but, you know, we show that, yeah, too in analytics.
Awesome. The questions get a little tougher from here, and I'm messing with you, but what tools do you guys rely on?
Were you in the service or something before?
my wife was, but to be honest, man, I just, as I've gotten older with kids and starting the business, I've been real big on making sure that every dollar counts.
You know what's going to be funny is when your kids start dating, I'm going to love to see that interview process.
Shoot, yeah, tell me about it. It's going to be much tougher because I have a little girl and a young man, and I'm already tough on my little one. So,
you're going to have like a baseball bat to your side, just say, hey, when you answer, be careful, sir.
You already know. They're going to get the, you know, I've been to jail speech. No. the next question I had, though, is what tools do you guys rely on for your SEO efforts? Like, obviously the website builder, what do you guys go, prefer for the website builder? And do you use things like, Ahrefs or, you know, something like that?
So as far as the type of website, I don't really know that particular detail. So your question is getting a little bit beyond, my line of understanding. As far as what I understand, if you go on a website, and then I think you can right click and you can view page source, it'll tell you what type of site it is.
On the local splash?
Yeah, like I'm going to try to pull one up just to verify that too. Give me a second here.
No problem.
I'm just going through a couple of my like recent customers that had a website built by us. Hold on a second here. It says dynamic page info, JavaScript. Can't really tell what type of website it is. I'm so sorry because I don't know how to read website code. Like, so I'm a salesperson.
No. So, you're good. No worries. And I appreciate the honesty. Honestly, you know,
when you pull up your website and you'll be able to right click and view page source, they'll tell you that. But from what I can gather, I mean, it's not like a Wix site or anything like that, as far as I can tell. I think what's the one that they use for? I think GoDaddy has some sort of similar platform that they use. I forget what it's called. What they use? Okay. Is it WordScript? I think that something like that.
That sounds familiar. Or Java.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be one of those where it's like a common theme that we use a lot. It just tends to work out pretty well for optimization on Google.
Would it be similar to your guys' website?
Yeah, it's going to be a similar structure, absolutely. It's just our website will tell you like a different type of source, I think, than the ones that we make. But yeah, it's basically the same type of structure.
Understood.
I don't know how to read website code. I'm sorry, I'm not a programmer. I try.
For sure. No, and I appreciate the honesty. You may be able to answer the next one. Please let me know. What is the strategy you guys use for conducting like keyword research and selection for our business specifically? So for like other handymen that you guys have worked with in the past, like what are you guys using keyword wise that have worked for them?
Good question. So usually what we start with, and like if you ask us to make suggestions, we will, right? But usually what we start with is just the services that you offer that you want to promote first and foremost. We will start with those listings first. And then when it comes to getting down like to like trickling down further, we can definitely do that. But, you know, we definitely have the resource of having about 10,000 clients active at all times nationwide. So that will give you an idea if you wanted to ask, like, hey, are there other, like, ways that this is searched for that I should be doing? I know that we can pull that up. But for the most part, the ideas that of just like what service you provide, usually that covers a lot of bases. And it's even better to on Facebook, right? Like, so we don't want you to get too down into, because the old version of optimization on Google, you'll see this on older Google business profiles. They'll list like 800 services or different variations of that same word. And it just looks like clutter when you pull up someone's Google business profile. And so a lot of companies are just like, you know what, we just trim that down to like 20 to 30 max of like the things we want to be found for. And that still gets almost the same exact result as the other guy who had like just like all this vomit on the search offering page.
Gotcha.
Cool. It's like an overdone menu versus like a simple menu at a restaurant, you know?
Absolutely, yeah, because I'll be there for days looking at everything. So I definitely get that analogy for sure. Let me see where we're at. What do you guys do to improve organic search ranking and website traffic?
So as far as I know, and again, this is a good question, I don't know all the details of what happens on the back end, but I do know they do things that I don't fully understand on the website design called dealing with your knowledge graph and schema markup and other things that are receptive to Google's algorithms as far as pulling a website through as being more valuable. But one thing that I do see a lot, because I do go back and check in on my customers a lot, and depending on the area, like Portsmouth is not one of those areas where it's like super highly competitive, like New York, for example. But in most city areas, I see first page placement on my clients within like 60 days. So I do see the results like in terms of in practice. I don't necessarily know what's done to do it. And it's one of the things that I know they do well. But the other thing that I will say is, on some level, there is some clout to our investment with Google. So there is something to be said about that, too, because if you look at the channel partner's website and you find local slash there, you'll see it says that we have to invest a minimum of $10,000 a month over the last 90 days, so each month over the last 3 months, to maintain the status. So you have to always be investing with Google in order to get, like, certain credentials. And by doing that, usually, not only do we have some back channels to talk to Google as needed, but the other things that we do is we just make sure that everything is lined up with what Google wants us to do, because Google will actually reach out to us and train our staff. We have three certified Google experts on staff, and basically what that means is they tell us exactly what we need to do to continue to be successful as an optimizer for our clients.
Gotcha. It quickly Googled, the partners for Google. And are you guys like in tiers as well? Like there's member tiers for you guys as well to work with them?
Because they have like this like premier channel partner status. Those are usually ones that do like a lot of global type marketing. But since we stay in the U.S., you'll see it's just a channel partner status is the one that's usually all encompassing for people who are like us who do 10,000 plus in investment. We have a 3 out of 4 or a bare minimum 70% success rate nationwide. So those credentials have to be met at all times to maintain our status as a partner with Google.
Gotcha. Cool. I think a lot of the other questions are kind of in that same realm of probably deeper. I hope this doesn't come off as me insulting you in any way, but there's more in depth to, yeah, like they're overly complex questions and they all kind of go back to the website and how it's built and how it's maintained.
And you remember when we started talking, you said that you've even built your own website before, and it's just something that we're going to save you some time doing a lot of this stuff. So at the end of the day, I expect you to have more of the technical side understanding than I would even be able to try to fake if I wanted to fake it. So I choose not to fake it because I don't think you understand that I'm sincere in my successes and failures.
For sure. No, and I truly appreciate that for sure. And I think the very, very last question I had was, I don't remember if we had talked about it the last time, but do you guys have any references or testimonials? I saw the testimonial for was it Extra Space and then the NBC interview. But did you guys have any others that you could email or, you know?
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up. This is something that I told my team, because one thing that we do as a strict privacy policy is we don't openly give out, like, other clients' information to inquiring clients. But what you're asking is a very valid question. So I told this to my team actually literally within this week. I was like, hey, guys, we got to really update the testimonial situation, because if we have 10,000 clients nationwide, I assure you, and I know we have that many because I see, like, the volume we do each and every week. And I told them, like, I guarantee someone's going to be more open with these testimonials, especially the small business guys. They don't mind the publicity of leaving a great testimonial. Like, we just got to ask more, right? So this is something that we're definitely working on right now. When it comes to customers who are using us, I'd say the Google reviews help more than anything else than the actual testimonials, because there are some companies on Google who leave a review and say what company they're from, thank goodness, so that you can actually dig a little further there. But when you look at Google reviews, you're also going to have the ones who are complaining because they feel like we didn't execute to their liking. And, you know, that happens too. We wear that on our shield. I mean, we understand that not everyone really grasps what's required on their end to be effective with us. But fortunately, in your case, not only are you asking all these questions before entering into any agreement, but you have the know-how to where you would probably be one of our more successful clients just because you kind of get all of this, you know? Like, you're not, this is not like, hey, guys, Local Slash, handle my marketing, thanks, bye. You know, that's not how you're handling this at all, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm very much I don't want to say hands-on, and you know, some will classify me as a micromanager, so please forgive me, but.
No, you're going to be my best testimonial, because if we work out for you and everything works out great, like, I'm going to say, Hector, you know that testimonial you wanted? Can you leave one of those?
Absolutely, yeah. No, absolutely, for sure. You guys can definitely reach out, and that's definitely, you know, I'm all for that, because, we're predominantly word of mouth, so that's huge, you know, on my end. It's definitely something that I always look for.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that, but...
Good. No, you're good.
And so I ask my boss this every time, because I'd like to name drop my former clients, and my boss has chewed me out for that actually recently. And they're like, you can't be giving out clients information, because what if they just call them all the time? And now you're just like making our clients feel like upset that they're being called up. Like, are they really going to be upset? Like, I don't really think they'd be upset, but that's just like the cautious nature of upper management.
Yeah, no, for sure, and I respect that. You know, you definitely want to make sure that if they are going to give out a referral, that the person you're referring is okay with receiving those referrals.
Right.
And I can definitely imagine with 10,000 clients that can get pretty hectic with people calling other businesses. Cool, man. I think that's pretty much it. I guess the only other thing, you said it was $249, and then there's a startup fee of $99.
Yep, correct.
I've always been told, to ask for a discount if possible. The only thing I can hear is no, or the worst thing I can hear is no. So is there any way we can maybe waive that 99 or split it in half?
Waive the 99 or split it in half. Hector, you know what? I want you to feel like you won today. I will. We can split it in half, but if I waive it again, there's really, we would take off Facebook if I was trying to waive that. Because that's part of the actual thing. So we can do that. We'll split. We'll cut it down the middle. So instead of 99, it'll be 49. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. 51% off. So
51.
It'll be, yeah. Right, or whatever the case may be. There. So yeah, it'll be 49. So the first month will be 298. In that case.
All right. Cool. So 298 for the first month, and then every month after that is 249.
Yeah. And you know, we always say this, closed mouths don't get fed. So the fact that you asked, I understand, and I appreciate you for asking. That's why I want to make sure you get a little bit of a kick there.
No, for sure. And I'll be honest, that never works. So I appreciate it.
people want to be jackasses on the phone, and you're a good guy, and we're going to work out for you. And that $50 isn't going to change or break us. It's going to be the fact that you like us for years upon years. That makes us, happy to do business with you.
I love that. I love that, man. I appreciate it. So let's get down to business. I got the card ready, and then I know you got to give me some spiel.
Yes. So it's the breakdown, but first I'm going to actually do a couple things to fill in here. So Hector, never got your last name?
Oh, last name is Franquez. Franquiz.
Quiz, you said, correct?
Yep, like a quiz or a test.
Nice. And then Hector at getallstarservices.com. So, and we're going to use that domain, right? Getallstarservices.com?
Yes, I would prefer that if we can. I believe I purchased that through, I will get that information for you, but I believe I purchased it through someone. I just have to pull it up.
That's fine. As long as you have access to it and we could log in and then start uploading everything, then that's fine. WordPress, that's what I was thinking. WordPress is usually what I think we do some of our websites off of. I think.
WordPress.
Maybe.
Very familiar. Gotcha.
Not sure. That's just the only name I know. All right. So now what's the business address you want on your profile? And if it's an unpublished address, that's okay too. Just where do you need to be centered specifically?
So our office is a home office.
That's fine.
And that's kind of what we're working out of. So the address for that is 40 AYLWIN Crescent. It's Portsmouth, PORTSMOUTH, Virginia, 23702.
Got it there. Okay. And then
for that address, is there any way, I don't know if you have to like, you know, put it on online, but if there's any way that we can keep it off until I can.
Yeah, it's unpublished. It's unpublished. You're good. So what we do with home bases, it's almost defaulted. A lot of our search providers, it's an unpublished address. Google just requires to have the address, but it's unpublished.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then on the card you'll be using, also under the name of Hector Franquez, correct?
Yep, and it's also under the business name as well.
Do you want to authorize anyone else calling in and making changes to your marketing plans on your behalf?
Not at this time. Well, yeah. Let me add my wife. God forbid, you know, anything happens.
Sure.
And then let me know when you're ready for her info.
Yeah. Yeah, her name?
Her name is Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I-E. Last name, Franquez, F-R-A-N-Q-U-I-Z.
All right. And then best number for you, though, is the one we're already talking on, or we were earlier, 597-1226. Do you prefer most of your calls to go to that number first, right?
Yes, I would prefer business to go to that line.
Right. And then for talking to you about marketing, that number or the 7691 number?
The 7691 would be preferred.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll do that there. Okay. So we updated that. Okay. I'll put primary business line. Cell phone for marketing purposes. All right, let's go through a couple keywords, and this is just gets my onboarding team started. What keywords, primarily off the top of your head, about five or six of them that you want us to make sure we're optimizing for you?
I guess residential, does that have to be like single words or?
No, like handyman phrases. Services, like phrases, I should say. Like basically the easiest way to describe it is what services do you want to be found for?
Definitely handyman services, painting, fences and decks, and then we've been
fence and deck repair or fence and decks like installation or both?
You can do both, actually, because we do them both. A lot of the times we get called out for a repair and it turns into a complete renovation.
Okay.
So either or works. We've been doing a lot of drywall work, so drywall repair, installation, something along that line. I'm trying to think, what else is a good summertime moneymaker for us? Pressure washing. We can do commercial pressure washing.
Power washing, do you do soft wash?
Yeah, we do soft wash as well. Yep. More so this year than previous years.
Cool. That's a good start for the onboard team. You're okay. That's all I need for now. I did like 10 of them right now. So I'll read them back to you just so you hear what I typed in. Handyman services, painters, fence repair, fence installation, deck repair, deck installation, drywall repair, drywall installation, pressure washing, commercial pressure washing, power washing, soft washing.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. All right. And then no GDP found yet. Okay, so for the onboarding call, I know we're getting near the end of today, so we don't have any slots available today, but what time do you have available Monday? Our earliest slot is 10 to 11 a.m. The last slot of the day is 6 to 7 p.m.
I'll be available pretty much all day that day. What does the onboarding entail? That way I can make sure I'm at a good location.
Basically what you and I were talking about, but it's going to be, you're going to be more on the receiving end of, like these questionnaire items like I'm doing right now. To really make sure the website is made to your liking, the keywords are set up to your liking, all those things. Just remember, it's going to take us 7 to 14 days to go live. So that's going to be the call that really gets everything in motion for that.
Gotcha. So, what was the earliest you had on Monday?
10 to 11.
Let's do that. That's my time or your time?
Your time. 10 to 11, your time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, give me 1 second here. I'll send you the invite. Okay, you should have the invite coming shortly. All right, let's see there. So, yeah. 520.
Yeah, that's quick.
Okay, you're also going to get an email when we're done here that says, please submit some photos or just guide you how to start the Google Business Profile verification process. I know it's not always required. Do you have like a business license or anything like that that's required at this time for you in your field?
Yeah. So we do have, a business license, in the city of Portsmouth and then,
okay, perfect.
Yeah, we have insurance and workers' comp, all that good stuff.
Okay, cool. And then, you need us to build out a Facebook business profile or you already have one?
So I have the Facebook business profile, rolling. I just would have to, I guess, give you guys permission or access or however that works.
Right. So it has one already. So if you could, if you wouldn't mind, shoot me a text message to reply to the 877 number with the link to that, and then I'll just put it here. You can do that anytime. If you can't do it this instant, that's fine.
Just a link to the page?
Yep.
Gotcha. Cool deal. I will send that right now. You said the 877 number?
Yeah. And then, of course, that call tracking, as I talked about, that's included with what we do. You're okay with that setup, right, where it's to get the analytics of everything?
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, from when I recall our conversation, based out of Portsmouth, but you do most of your work in Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Norfolk area, and then you sometimes go to Suffolk and sometimes cross over into Newport News. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, we'll get probably two or three jobs in Newport News and Hampton a year, and then Suffolk is the same way. We'll get probably a handful, maybe 10 jobs in Suffolk, but a good portion of the work we get is in the Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Norfolk area.
Okay. So here's just what I did. I put Portsmouth, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, and then Suffolk, but in parentheses, lower priority for Suffolk. And then I'll also put Hampton and Newport News, also lower priority. Okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Last thing for this questionnaire is what hours of operation do you want showing on your Google Business profile and website?
So we have it set on like our Messenger and things like that for Facebook from 9 to 5, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. But when
Monday
it comes
through
to
Saturday or Monday through Friday?
It'd be Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sundays we're closed.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, that's, we're open, 9 to 5, for the most part. There are some days where we're closed for holidays and things like that, but for the most part, that's our regular hours.
Okay. And you know how Google is going to be. Some people are going to call you even when it says you're closed. So just so you know, we're going to put it there, but it might not stop the, like Saturday calls or something like that. Maybe Sunday
yeah,
people
no
will, special, but the Saturday, you usually get some inbound. All right, so.
Well, yeah, no worries. And sometimes I'll answer them, but the wife's not too happy when I do. So it's a balance.
And here's the response. All right, Hector, the response is money doesn't sleep.
You're dang right. You're dang right. I tell her, you like all the nice things, right? We have a little farm, and she buys animals and stuff. And I tell her all the time, I'm like, you like all the animals outside, right? That means I have to work.
Right. You like all the animals, right? That's awesome. So wait, so she tends to them? Is that basically her day-to-day,
no,
like, activities that she does?
That's my chore, man. That's my chore.
That's your chore.
Yeah, so since I have the more lenient schedule, I guess you can say, she works for the city full-time, and she's actually a mechanic. So we both work pretty laborious jobs, and with the kids and everything, it was more of a, we got the animals to teach the kids responsibility, but they're not quite old enough for that responsibility. So that's where it's heading. But for right now, we kind of co-parent that beast. But we have a series of ducks and chickens and goats and you name it, dogs, cats, ferrets, whole bunch of wildlife.
I mean that's the best time though. Like I have a garden, only we don't raise animals, but I have a garden and fruit trees in the back. We got like apple, peaches, apricots and plums, and that's harvest time is my favorite time of year.
that's where I would if I could invest the money elsewhere, that's kind of where I would be. I think that's my piece, man. I have a little green thumb. But I don't have enough time to really dive into that because I'm kind of running this business. So the animals give me a piece that I wasn't expecting from them. You kind of step outside and you hear the ducks going and, you know, they're splashing in the water and everything. And you know, just kind of closing your eyes and taking it in first thing in the morning is really nice. But I would definitely
rather
be growing, you know, fruit trees and things like that. I think I would, you know, truly enjoy that.
It's a good time. I mean, it's what I like to do, like, you know, and so I look forward to, you know, because even though I'm out in California, it's still a little bit seasonal where I'm at. You know, we're based out of Southern California, but some of us work a little bit remote, so I'm more in the northern part, and it's seasonal enough to where I can have a nice blend of fruit trees that would never exist in Southern California.
Cool, man, and that's pretty cool to kind of be in that sweet spot and be able to enjoy that, you know, for sure. I can only imagine what those, you know, pieces of fruit taste like.
Yeah, yeah. Cherry trees is my favorite part. So the cherries, they bloom. They're actually going to start bearing fruit soon. We already see them on the tree. It's just the winds knock off a lot of cherries before they ripen. But when they ripen, it's a really nice time. That's usually like mid-June I'll start the cherries.
It's funny you say that. I got a when my wife was pregnant with my son, it was out of season. It was wintertime, and she wanted cherries. And I looked everywhere for cherries, man. And I couldn't find when they're in season. Could you enlighten me on that? When should I expect to find real, like, the best peak time to eat cherries?
In California, it's usually the summertime. So, like, June and July, you'll usually see in California, they'll be on sale, which means that's probably when a lot of them get shipped in, usually from Washington and Northern California to the East Coast. If not, you probably have a lot of cherry trees out there, I think, in certain parts where it's mild. Cherries don't really do well in, like, completely frozen weather, so it'll be probably a milder area. I think Washington has them, so you should experience it real soon, actually. Within the next month, you should start seeing cherries on sale at the grocery stores.
Cool bean. Yeah, man, because I went on, man, she had me going store to store, and then to come home to a pregnant woman who really, really wanted those cherries, man, I was in the hot seat.
Hey, the next thing you do in a pinch, get those ones in the jar, like where the bar section is, the maraschino cherries.
Oh, good point. That, I tried the frozen ones, man, that wasn't a hit.
No, frozen ones do not taste like cherries. The maraschino ones, they're totally fake tasting, but they taste like cherries.
Closer, yeah.
They got so much syrup in them, but they still taste like cherries. Alright. So we're good on all this stuff here. Last couple steps, about 5 minutes now. We're, in the home stretch, just to get everything set up. Let me just put all this here. All right, so we're doing the free website, $100 of Facebook ads. Hector getting a Friday discount here. All right, let's see.
Right before close time. It's almost like I'm at a car dealership.
I hope I don't sound like a used car salesperson, you know, that's a bad stigma.
To be honest, man, like I told you and I told my wife, I was like, if I felt like something was off, man, I would have been off the phone. I'm very to the point, almost brutally honest sometimes. And, you know, I have good hopes for, this investment.
Yeah. Absolutely, and we do too. And just so you know how it works with us, I mean, we do our best to really, really push you forward. The reason why I know you'll have a leg up is because you're so active, right? Like the fact, I already told my team on the onboarding team, I said, Hector's going to have some questions for you, so get someone sharp on the onboarding side.
Oh, yeah.
They're better than you. Don't put a rookie on border there.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. So last couple things here. We allow you to choose a security question because there are some bad actors out there who occasionally will pretend to be Local Splash or just say they're your Google channel partner. I know you're smarter than the average bear, but just in case, if your stranger danger radar goes up, you can either choose your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name.
I've had too many pets. Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. And the answer to that?
Would be Vargas. Does the spelling matter?
I'm assuming it's V-A-R-G-A-S.
Yeah, actually, I think it is. That's how I would spell it.
Okay, cool. No worries. All right, so that's what I'll put there. And then the card you'll be using, Hector Franquez, 40 Alwyn Crescent, Portsmouth, Virginia, 23702. Is it going to be MasterCard, Visa, Discover, Amex?
It's a Master.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
It is 5207, 1100, 1468, 5850.
And the expiration?
0428.
And there's three digits on the back.
265.
Okay. So before I charge the card for the 298, we'll do the last step, which is voice verification. This is the recorded portion of the call, just for quality assurance. I'll remind you, process time, 7 to 14 days for your website and Facebook ads, and then the 30 to 45 days to start seeing the optimization efforts bear fruit as far as being on the Google listings and moving up the ladder, so to speak, okay?
Cool deal. Before we get to that, I remembered there was one more thing I wanted to ask.
Sure.
Is the monthly transactions, is that going to happen on today's date on every month?
Yeah, it's a recurring on the 17th, correct?
Gotcha. Okay, cool. We're good to go.
Okay. All right, so I'll go and begin this, and then for the purpose of this, again, I'll refer to you as Hector Franquez, and you have your business name listed as All-Star Handyman. Is there an LLC or anything after that, or just All-Star Handyman?
So it's All-Star Handyman Services. And
Handyman
no
Services.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll make sure on all your listings it'll show as All-Star Handyman Services, to be clear, okay?
Yep.
All right. So I'll go ahead and begin here, Hector. Let me know if you need me to reiterate anything, but I'll go ahead and begin the recorded portion now. All right, Hector, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All-Star Handyman Services.
And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Hector Franquez, and I am the owner of the company.
And as owner, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Hector, it's important that you or your wife are actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking Monday's call at 10 a.m. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided you with a security question to verify the calls coming from Local Splash and not another company. But moving forward with Monday's call, when we do call, we will always call from our customer service number of 877-635-6225. So be sure to save that number as Local Splash under your contacts if you haven't already done so. And that's why I also sent you those text messages from that number, so you have that easily stored. But when we do call, Hector, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google and Facebook representative, you also agree to disclose should you partake in any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 17, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $298. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 17th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. But, of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative, and if you do choose to cancel, while we hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process your initial $298 payment. You're going to receive a email that says, "Welcome to Local Splash. Click here to view your initial invoice." That's basically the terms and conditions of everything we talked about over the phone in writing, so that way, you know, everything is spelled out properly. Assuming that everything reads exactly as what we discussed over the phone, there's 2 checkboxes at the bottom, Hector. If you wouldn't mind reviewing that, checking those, hopefully this weekend before your call on Monday, then just sign it as Hector Franquez, and we'll be good to go there. Now, the only thing I'll say is if you don't get that completed by Monday, our onboarding agent will walk you through that as well, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. And then everything that you we talked about has been sent over to you in writing, so you should see that via email and text message. Everything is good to go on my end. If you have any questions, you definitely know where to find me. And then, you know, our team will start taking care of you on the onboarding side starting Monday. Okay.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. And then I sent over that, website, the Facebook, page, through the text as well.
Yeah, I did log that already. Facebook.com/AllStarHandyMen. Right?
Correct. Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, if there's anything else, again, feel free to reach out. You have my contact information and my email and, again, all text messages I can see as well. So just anything that pops up, just let us know. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and we'll begin the onboarding on Monday.
Sounds great, man. You have a great weekend, too, and I appreciate the call.
Yep. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.